At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Things are getting juicy, like a Juicy Lucy at the NFL Combine, because this latest report has the Atlanta Falcons going as hard as they can. That's what she said. At signing Kirk Cousins in free agency. This take is presented by Hoakland Farm. Contact Jared today for rotationally grazed, 100% grass-fed beef. It comes in fourths and halves, and they also have custom sample packs so you can try before you buy a big bulk of beef. Contact Jared today for 20% off your first order if you tell him you heard about this on the Minnesota Tim podcast. Contact Jared at 952-491-1541. That's 952-491-1541. So Kirk Cousins and the Atlanta Falcons is picking up steam. Not this kind of bullcrap steam, Justin Jefferson could be traded from the Minnesota Vikings this offseason kind of thing, but realistic steam, because the Atlanta Falcons have money to spend. And Kirk Cousins, is he going to be comfortable or content signing a deal with the Minnesota Vikings that isn't fully guaranteed? Because it's clear that Kwesi and O'Connell and the Vikings organization do not want to go down the path of fully guaranteeing Kirk Cousins' next contract with the Vikings. How will Kirk Cousins handle this situation of receiving a bunch of guarantees, maybe a fully guaranteed 2 to 3 year deal from the Falcons, or a partially guaranteed deal from the Minnesota Vikings? I mean, look at this situation in your own eyes. Don't look at it from a Minnesota Vikings fan perspective, because we are all Minnesota Vikings fans. And being a fan can cloud the vision. Pretend you're an NFL player, a borderline top 10 quarterback in the league. Now pretend that you just came off an Achilles tear, and you only have 2 or 3 good seasons at best left in the NFL. Now, do you want to spend these seasons being a guaranteed starter for a team that's a lock to win the division with more money, by the way? Or do you want to spend the final 2 to 3 years of your NFL career? Okay, you're a year one starter. But then you have this responsibility thrown on you to lead and, you know, get the next quarterback going for the Minnesota Vikings. A responsibility that you didn't necessarily ask for or want, but it's thrown upon you by the organization, and you feel the pressure from the fan base to help that next quarterback out, even though you're trying to finish off your career really well. Oh, and you only have a partially guaranteed contract. And, oh, you're probably not the starter in year two if they draft a guy in year one. What situation sounds like the better situation? It's obvious. The Atlanta Falcons is by far the better situation than the Minnesota Vikings. And Kirk Cousins would be a fool for not taking the money from Atlanta. The Minnesota Vikings offense, they have more weapons, I would give you that. J.J. Addison, Hockenson returns. Ty Chandler has burst. But the Atlanta Falcons, their weapons ain't bad either. Bijan Robinson probably will become one of the best running backs in the league in the next few years. They got Pitts as a tight end, who is an elite offensive weapon, or at least has the ability to be that. And their defense is a lot better than the Minnesota Vikings. And he has familiarity with the head coach, Raheem Morris, because he spent some time with him in his past. So the biggest thing that would stop Kirk Cousins from going to the Atlanta Falcons would be his comfortability with the Minnesota Vikings. Maybe he just wants to stay and finish out his career with the Minnesota Vikings, and the fully guaranteed contract isn't that important to him. But the Atlanta Falcons situation also offers him a stronger ability to win games, because their division stinks. The Saints, nah. The Buccaneers, they won a playoff game last year, but can you really rely on Baker Mayfield to do what he did last year? I don't think so. Plus, they just released Shaq Barrett, one of their better players. And then, who's the last team in their division? You got the Saints, you got the Bucs, you got the Falcons. Oh, yeah. Probably should be afraid of the surging Carolina Panthers, who won all of, what, two games last year with a Bryce Young who looked like he wasn't worth a number one overall selection. Or you can go to the Minnesota Vikings, resign with them, and you go against the Minnesota, the Green Bay Packers, where Jordan Love excelled at the end of the year. The Detroit Lions, who won the division and were only were a meltdown away from being in the NFC Championship game. And the Chicago Bears, who have all the money in the world and can pluck free agents from anywhere they want. And they have the number one overall pick. This decision is not that hard. And Kirk Cousins, if he was trying to win, if the number one goal was winning, heck, if the number one goal was signing for as much money as you can, it's the best of both worlds to sign with the Atlanta Falcons. I don't understand what the Vikings have to offer that the Atlanta Falcons can't. They can offer a better chance of winning, and they can offer way more guarantees. And being a guaranteed starter for 2 to 3 years. It will be interesting, fascinating, really, to see how Kirk Cousins' agent plays the game. Because it's a game. It's a negotiation. It's taking this contract against this contract and trying to up the Minnesota Vikings, trying to up the Atlanta Falcons. Oh, by the way, Kirk Cousins' wife, her family, they live in Atlanta. Maybe this is Kirk's way of serving his wife and saying, hey, you know what? You went to Washington, you went to Minnesota, I'll go to Atlanta. I think it's the right decision. And the Falcons owner, latest report by the reporter in Atlanta, is that he's saying do whatever you can to get Kirk Cousins. I mean, if you're the Atlanta Falcons owner and you think you have a Super Bowl roster besides the quarterback position, are you telling your head coach and general manager to go get Justin Fields from the Chicago Bears, who's had several up and down seasons? Or are you telling him to go get Kirk Cousins and make a chance, a run at a Super Bowl? The answer is clear. The answer is obvious. For Kirk Cousins and for the Atlanta Falcons. Thank you for listening to this episode. Again, contact Jared at 952-491-1541 for the best beef around. Rotationally grazed, 100% grass-fed beef. 20% off your first order if you mention that you heard about it from the Minnesota Tim podcast. Thanks for watching. If you're watching on YouTube, please hit that subscribe button. And if you're listening on Apple or Spotify, please rate, review, and follow this podcast wherever you are currently listening to this podcast. Everyone, take care and have a great day.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.